the nuclear war, if or when? What are the vials and who is Babylon? Albert Einstein said the unleashed power of the atom has changed everything save our modes of thinking, and we thus drift towards an unparalleled catastrophe. It is not a question of if, but when. Right now we have abundant saber rattling and military muscle flexing by the superpowers. Soon, world peace will seem an unattainable illusion. This, together with the collapse of the financial system and the world economy, gets us ready for anyone to save us. It will not be long before a dynamic leader will come on the world political platform with a 7-year peace plan. He will be heralded as our savior and our prince of peace. He becomes popular through financial manipulation and forgiving major parts of the debts to the IMF and the World Bank, as these are backing him. It is economic recovery, jobs, and food on the table. We will be advised to be good world citizens. A world credit system will be launched for which the RFID or the radio frequency identification implant is needed, with all its advantages and disadvantages. Please download the pamphlet, The RFID Implant. Everyone will be swept off their feet by him. While we are starstruck, he will set up the world's worst tyranny that we have ever encountered in all of world history. If you have nothing to hide, then you have nothing to fear, will be the favorite quote. This saying was used by Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's propaganda minister, to make people toe the party line. In the middle of the 7 years, after 3.5 years, the leader goes bonkers, breaks his peace agreement, and becomes an absolute dictator, executing all those who don't fall for his politics. He will make Hitler's camps, Stalin's Great Purge, and Pol Pot's killing fields look like child's play. This is what Jesus referred to as the Great Tribulation. Now, what I'm reading, this is all based on biblical research. Occupation of Israel. Towards the end of his 7-year tenure, he and the European allies invade Israel to subdue it. Israel's main allies don't take too kindly to this and are preparing a counterattack. He also has to face an army of 200 million coming from the east. In Daniel 11:44, tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Therefore he shall go forth with great fury and utterly make away many. Tidings out of the north is that Israel's allies are finalizing their war plans. Tidings out of the east that a huge army of 200 million is amassing. The next events happen in rapid succession. The Antichrist sets up headquarters in Jerusalem. It says in Daniel 11:45, and he shall plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas in the glorious holy mountain. The seas are the Mediterranean and the Dead Sea, and the holy mountain is Jerusalem. Next is he kills the two witnesses. Then he will sit in the temple, and he as God sits in the temple of God, claiming to be God. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 4. I mean, how pathetic can anyone get? Then we have the atomic war and Babylon destroyed. So he cannot face both enemies at the same time. It says, and he shall go forth with great fury to destroy. He goes completely bonkers, and he will press the red button for an atomic first strike against Israel's allies and utterly make away many. Utterly destroying that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is your judgment come. Revelations 18:10. Babylon is no more. However, there is a short time span of about 20 minutes to retaliate before the missiles reach their targets. A retaliatory atomic strike. During this short 20-minute time span, Babylon strikes back at the armies that are in Israel and Magog, which is the old name for Russia, which will also get nuked. It says, "This shall be the plague that will smite the people that fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongues in their mouth." Zechariah 14:12. "And I will send a fire on Magog, Russia, and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles." UK. Ezekiel 39:6. So what happens next? "There shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book." Daniel 12:1. Some nuclear after effects are: "The sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken." And then the unthinkable happens. "We shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, with a great trumpet sound. His elect are gathered," Matthew 24:29-31, "in the darkest hour, the light of the world bursts forth." The seventh and last tribulation trumpet announces the return of Jesus. And we go up to heaven for the marriage supper, while on earth we have the after effects of the atomic war. This trumpet, at the same time, heralds the vials of the wrath of God. It is not God who, as a sadistic monster, is eager to pour out these vials. This is invincible us, wanting nothing to do with God and preferring nuclear hell. "Another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire." Revelation 14:18. This angel oversees the nuclear war so things will not go totally out of control and the meek will survive to inherit the earth. The vials of nuclear aftermath. The first vial, "There fell a repulsive and grievous sore upon the man which had the mark of the beast." The radiation leaks out the harmful lithium in the battery of the RFID chip, causing a painful sore in the right hand or forehead, as it is flammable and explosive when exposed to water. The body is 50 to 65% water. The second vial. "The sea became as blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea." Revelation 16:3. The radioactive fallout poisons the sea and destroys all marine life. This is environmental wipeout. The third vial. "The rivers and fountains of waters became blood." It says, "They have shed the blood of the saints and the prophets, and you have given them blood to drink, for they are worthy." Revelation 16:4-6. The drinking water sources are poisoned with the fallout. Then we get the fourth vial. The fourth after effect is that the power was given to the sun to scorch man with fire. Revelation 16:8. The protective ozone layers are destroyed and the sun singes like fire. Men were scorched with great heat and they repented not to give him glory. Our cantankerous, stubborn pride has killed our desire to repent and leaves us with nothing but destruction. The fifth vial, nuclear knife, says it was full of darkness and they gnawed their tongues for pain and blasphemed God because of their pains and their sores. Revelation 16:10-11. Then we have the sixth vial. The water of the great river Euphrates was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. Revelation 16:11. This is the Islamic army of 200 million coming from the east for the final jihad against Israel, the Dajjal, the Antichrist, and his allies, and to implement Sharia law. The remainder of the armies, after the atomic strike, will fight to the death to block the army from the east, and Europe will absolutely refuse Sharia law, while the final jihad is to implement it worldwide, the bloodbath that will swell to the horse's bridle. Preparing for Armageddon, Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet go forth to the kings of the whole world, working miracles to gather them to battle into a place in the Hebrew tongue called Armageddon, Revelation 16, 14 and 16. Satan knows that when the Lord comes to gather his children, that he will return after 30 days to Israel for world takeover. So while the whole world is in absolute turmoil and suffering the aftermath of nuclear war, the lying, unclean spirits of Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet sway the kings of the earth by working miracles to come with their armies to Israel, and they will assemble in Armageddon or Mount Megiddo, which overlooks the valley of Megiddo, where the war of all wars will take place against the so-called alien invasion. Every chipped man is drafted. The Antichrist and the kings of the earth and their armies gather together to make war against him that sat on the horse, and that is Jesus, and against his army. Revelation 19:19 says in Psalm 2:2, the kings and the rulers counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, against Jesus, saying, let us break their bands and cast away their cords. This military buildup happens during the marriage feast. Afterwards, Jesus and his armies return on white horses. It says in 2 Chronicles 20:17-22-24, you shall not need to fight this battle. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes. Everyone helped to destroy another. They looked into the multitudes, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth. None escaped. The seventh and last vial says, it is done. Revelation 16:17. The millennium of peace starts. Few males will be left. Isaiah says, I will make a man more precious than fine gold. Isaiah 13:12. Ezekiel explains that 7 months they will be burying the dead in Israel. And they shall set the weapons on fire for 7 years. That is Ezekiel 39:12 and verse 9. Who or what is Babylon? In Revelation 17 and 18, Babylon, the great whore that sits upon many waters, the waters are the nations, it says in Revelation 17:15. From what we grasp, the great whore implies the capitalistic commercial system of greed, power, corruption, and exploiting the poor. In a way, all nations partake of it. But the alpha female of the pack, or the mother, is the USA, the mother of harlots, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. Revelation 17:2. Clear words, as most countries are being sucked into the vortex of selfishness, power, and corruption while preying on the poor. We used to admire the good old USA, but now our wars are fought for oil, greed, money, and political power. How is the faithful city become an harlot? It says in Isaiah 1:21. Remember, the 7-year peace agreement is the pivotal point when the atom time bomb starts ticking. This paper is incomplete. Please visit johannpeters.in and download for free the little book, A Man of Sufficient Stature, Part 1 and Part 2. You'll find 65 plus leaflets like this on many subjects, from creation to kingdom come, as well as 9 books. Other sites sell the books, but here all downloads are free. There'll be no cookies, no info requests, so we can pass it on and warn the world.